Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Kenitra Bryant, and today's Motivational Aim Targets Daily Development. And I would like to thank God, you know what I'm saying, because today marks the 100th college success tip, y'all. So praise God. This is a major achievement for me. And I want to thank you all for listening, sharing, posting, and subscribing. And I truly appreciate that. And I thank you all for y'all's emails and y'all's kind words. And I'm glad y'all enjoyed this podcast and you find it informative, relevant, and helpful and funny. And I just want to thank y'all for that. Even though it's a challenge for me at times, I'm glad I've reached this milestone. So thank you for tuning in, and to God be the glory for blessing me to bless others in information, tips, and encouragement. So this is very remarkable, but let me get back on this tip. So as I said, today's motivational aim targets daily development, and what you aspire to achieve will most likely not happen in a day, especially if it's a goal that requires constant progression, commitment, and sacrifice. Now, I'm not saying that one can't complete a goal in a day, but there are some goals that one most likely won't be able to complete in a day. For example, if you have a goal to clean your bathroom, that's a goal that you could possibly complete in a day, depending on several factors, which could be the size of your bathroom and the intensity of what needs to be cleaned. And that would vary from person to person. Another attainable goal for a day could be to go for a walk or go exercise for 45 minutes. Now, once again, that's dependent on your level and ability as it relates to your physical activity and endurance level. Or to go to the grocery store, that's a goal somebody can complete in a day, depending if it's just groceries for themselves and they don't have to go to all these various stores to get all these special products or special items. Y'all know it seems like you can't just go to one grocery store. It's like you got to go to about two or three grocery stores to get everything you need, because every grocery store don't sell everything you need. Well, I don't know if that would be a goal that you could complete in a day if you don't feel like driving. But you get the idea of what I'm saying. Some goals you can complete in a day and others that you possibly cannot complete in a day. And one of those goals could be if you want to play a musical instrument, or you want to play a piece of music in its entirety and you don't know anything about that instrument, then you probably will not complete that goal or achieve that goal that day. Now, I'm not saying it can't be done, but due to several developmental progressive lessons that are required in learning to play an instrument, it would be a real challenge to learn those elements in just a day's time. But as it relates to higher education students, understand that you will not receive your degree in a day's time. If there is a program out there that says you will receive a bachelor's, a master's, a doctorate, or a professional degree in one day, you should question that, utilize wisdom and discernment, and understand that an accredited school does not have, nor do they offer, day degrees. They don't offer week degrees. They don't even offer semester degrees. So if you hear anything like that, some kind of scam somebody running, run from that, report it, and don't get involved with it, because it's not real. Now, if somebody's giving you a certificate of something, that can be completed in a day. Like if you were doing a day training on the fundamentals of a learning about what bird watching is, and you sat there from, let's say, 9 to 12, and that was a requirement for you to receive a certificate for you to put on your resume, bam, you got it. A certificate and a degree is something totally different. Okay, you can earn a certificate of completion in a day's time, but an accredited real degree, you're not going to earn that in a day's time. And the reason I want to share that is because sometimes when we embark on our goals, especially if you enroll into a higher education degree program, you want that stuff to be done yesterday. And it's like you want it to be just over with and done. And you try to figure out how you can accelerate this process. Now, there are ways that you can maximize credit hour completion, but don't get caught up thinking that you can do something that takes 4 or 5 years or 3 years or 2 years to do, that you can do it in a week's time, a day's time. It's not happening. Because if you come in there with that type of attitude, you're not going to have a pleasant experience, because you're going to miss out on those lessons that you would have learned if you would have just went through the process with grace and poise and thankfulness. Some people get caught up saying, I mean, this is just too long. It's too much. It requires so much. Why can't I just graduate already? Maybe it's not worth it. Now, only you know what God has called you to do. If God has called you to go to school, that's what you should aim to do. If God didn't call you to go to school and he has another path for you, you need to follow God's path for your life. But if going to school and earning your degree is what you know you need to do, you will need to stick it out and understand that you will change the trajectory of your life as it relates to you being in a position for possible opportunities and serve as an example to those after you who you have influence over and the people that you love, you impact, and you care for. But one thing you don't want to do is to overlook the significance of a degree program because it's not a quick fix. Because most often, when one goes for the quick fix, there are issues associated with the quick fix that could be avoided by taking the time to do things with diligence, patience, understanding, wisdom, discernment, all while we develop daily. One aim in life is to not overlook the challenges or the issues that we face while we are aiming to complete a goal. Because when we reject those things or neglect those things, or we're not grateful for where God is taking us to, we lose sight on how those certain instances shaped us to be the people that we are today and how they helped us to be able to handle situations in the future. So not everything's going to be a quick fix. Things progress over time. And sometimes we are developing daily in the trial, in the task, in the repetition, in just this mundane routine that we think is mundane. But when we look back, we realize those were probably some of the most beneficial and eventful and entertaining events of our life. There might be times when you feel discouraged and you don't know how things will turn out or how they'll play out, all because you're trying to figure out your life's plan real quick. And it's okay to think about things, but aim to not worry or stress and despise the developmental process you're going through to achieve any goal. Now, if you are working towards a degree, there are a lot of lessons that are academically related, professionally related, socially related, and environmentally related to the aspects of you not only obtaining the degree, but utilizing the skills as a productive, contributing citizen in society. Those daily developmental skills most likely will not take place on the first day of your class, but they will begin to unfold and be revealed during a long period of constant consistency and dedication. Aim to not take for granted the small beginnings you encounter because you are so focused on the end result. And sometimes we get like that. We're just ready for it to be done because I want to have, but not realizing in order to get to the end, there are a lot of things you have to learn in the middle. Sometimes it is in the beginning of what we might think as insignificant that serves as the unforgettable foundation that propels us to promotion, prosperity, provision, and providence. But when we dismiss the small steps that might seem insignificant, we can lose sight of the bigger picture. For example, let's use somebody who is working towards a degree. They look at the entire process on why it's so time consuming and why do they have to take this entrance standardized test and why do we have to go to orientation and why do I have to study for so long for this one class and why isn't this degree all online? Oh, I wish this was over by now and why do I have to take this class? Ugh, I wish this semester was over. Why do I have to work with these people I don't like? I don't like working with people. Why do I have to do this group presentation? Why do we have a test every other week? Why does this person just talk and talk and talk? And why is there a test required before moving to the next level? Why are they giving me a pop quiz? You said what? This degree is 4 years? Oh man, this is just too much. Now, this all occurs before the person who is obtaining the degree. They're saying all these things, but they're just going through that daily process of going to school and just getting it done. But then as they develop daily, they begin to understand the importance of the standardized test that they had to take. And then they realize how the Lord blessed them to be accepted into the school they applied to. Because although they had to take a test, their scores on that test helped them towards acceptance and they were favored. And then as they keep going through, they realize and they understand, wow, you know, going to school, not a game. You have to put in work. You have to satisfy requirements. And although I had to study these long hours, I learned a lot of information. And then they realize that if they did not go to orientation, they would not know their way around the campus. Then they realize that although they have to go to all these classes and do all these assignments, they have quality instructors who are telling them about real life and telling them about their craft and about their discipline that will help them to be a productive citizen in society. Then they realize that all those courses that they've taken are helping them. And then they realize that they can help somebody else. And they realize by taking those tests, it helps strengthen them and their knowledge. And it helped them to be a better intern because they were able to look back on the things that they studied and the things that they were tested on. Those are the very things that they asked them in the interview for the internship or possibly the job. But they did all that, even though they complained at first. But they were developing daily. Every day, they were developing. And it seemed small, but it was bigger than what they thought. So take it a day at a time. Don't despise the daily developmental lessons that are presented before you, because what you don't want to do is be so focused on the end that you're not thankful for the beginning and you're not enjoying the Lord daily in the middle. Because life is not a game and time is not waiting for nobody. And our aim is to thank the Lord every day for the time He has blessed us with. And we should take these daily developmental processes and lessons as a blessing because God is growing us toward where He wants us to go. Okay, and a scripture I would like to leave you with today is Zechariah, the 4th chapter and the 10th verse, which reads, "Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand." Now, before I go on with the encouragement, if I said that name wrong and you know how that name is supposed to be pronounced, forgive me. Forgive me, okay? But the reason I chose this scripture is I want to focus on one section of this verse, which is, do not despise these small beginnings. And what you might think of as small or what appears to be small or a small part of a desired completed picture that you have in your mind, don't disregard it or treat it as an insignificant event or that it has no value. Because there are times in life when we want the completed desired result yesterday and we don't understand the developmental process and the need for today. So if I want to use an example of somebody who wanted to play the piano and become this great, well-known, accomplished pianist, they most likely will not achieve that goal overnight, especially if they have no experience with the piano. They will need to first start off getting an understanding of what a piano is, going to walk around the piano. They'll need to learn how to sit at the seat. They'll need to learn how to place their hands on the keys. They'll need to learn each key on the piano. And sometimes before they even get to the piano, they have to learn the theory. They have to learn the notes, how to read music, how to read the staff, the bass clef, the treble clef. They have to get books, and they have to go through a series of steps before they even begin playing. But if somebody has it in their mind where, I just want to be an accomplished pianist, and they just get up there and start banging on stuff, it's not going to sound good. It's not going to look right. It's going to be a complete disaster because you have to go back to those small beginnings of the stuff that seems boring and significant. Even though you want to be this great pianist, you have to do things before you get to that point. As I said, they had to learn notes. They have to learn how to play basic scales. And then that develops into playing pieces. Even if it's just Mary Had a Little Lamb, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You know the rest, all the way to Z. Then they develop playing into more intricate, embellished pieces. And then they learn how to play from memory. And then they're doing a small recital here and then a recital there. And before you know it, during those insignificant times that they thought were insignificant, they really served as significant amounts of preparation to help them in their craft to reach their desired goal and result. And this is similar to a person who's in school. They want a degree, but they have to go through the process of going to class, studying, so forth and so on. Similar to someone who wants to be a professional athlete, it's not going to be somebody who's never worked out a day in their life. They get up and say, hey, you know what? I want to be a part of NFL. I want to be part of NBA. I want to be a part of the NHL. And they have no endurance whatsoever. They don't do anything. And they just wake up and they've never even done anything. But they're just going to wake up and be a part of a professional athletic association. It doesn't work like that. You have to practice. You have to know the craft. You have to know the skill. And what seems as something of being small, of I keep doing the same drills, the same routine over and over again, you are developing daily in that craft, in that skill, or in that discipline. That's what's taking place. And it should be taking place. And if I were to use just a scene from that Karate Kid, the newest version, I think it came out in 2010, when the character Dre Parker, played by Will Smith's son, Jaden Smith, he wanted to learn karate. And Jackie Chan's character started teaching him. And you remember that part when his mom, who was played by Taraji P. Henson, in the beginning of that movie, she was always telling her son to pick his jacket up off of the floor and just hang it up. And he wasn't doing that. But then he has his first karate lesson with Jackie Chan. And he thought he was about to bust some moves, you know. And he was ready. And he was ready to learn some intricate stuff, you know. But his first lesson consisted of Jackie Chan telling him, pick up the jacket, hang up the jacket, take the jacket down, put the jacket on, take the jacket off. Hang the jacket up, take the jacket down, put it on the ground, pick the jacket up, hang it up, take it down, put it on, take it off, put it on the ground. And that went on for a minute, okay? That went on for a while. But that was a small beginning that helped him. See, that small beginning helped him to learn to listen to his mama's instructions, which in turn helped him to listen to his instructor's instructions, which would over time help him as he developed in that discipline, with those skills he would eventually use and achieve his ultimate goal. But it started with that small beginning, and even though it appeared to be insignificant, it was something that was so valuable. So don't despise small beginnings in your God-honoring friendships, your relationships, your goals, your aspirations, your academic endeavors, and even your professional targets. It is in the powerful seasons of small things and small beginnings where God is shaping you and preparing you for greatness. The small days are not the days for you to despise. Now, what Satan seeks to do is to steal, kill, and destroy. And that involves stealing your vision, killing your purpose, and destroying your thought process as you begin with the small, hoping to get you off track to despise where you are. But it is our job to faithfully trust God with the few, where he will begin to bless us with much when he sees our commitment and dedication with what he's given us. So be encouraged. Don't despise where you are. Aim to purposefully take it a day at a time, because there is a purpose in the small beginnings. There is purpose in the so-called small task, and there is purpose in it all. Press forward as you continuously aim towards your targets. And thank you for tuning in. And if you want to connect with me on social media, you can find me at college_success tips, where you will see encouraging college tips and updates. And feel free to subscribe to this podcast and share this podcast so that I can continuously encourage you in your academic and personal God-honoring targeted goals. Peace and God bless.